and the revenges and getting even with one another in one of the stages of the Day of Judgment. And today, inshallah, we'll talk about different stages that people have to go through in the Day of Judgment, which is the stage of Al-Mizan, the balance of deeds, the balance of deeds. Before I start talking about this stage, among the stages of the Day of Judgment, reminding myself and everyone that this is the reality that everybody is waiting for, the reality of the Day of Judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge among humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated that clearly in the Quran, and it's one of the pillars of al-Iman. Whoever denies it, he is not a believer. And that's why believing in the Day of Judgment, which makes the person a Muslim, which makes the person obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that nothing will be gone in vain, but everything will be accounted for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, and He is the forgiver subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is also the most just. The Jannah, the paradise, has been the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers, and the hellfire is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mizan, after people have been done with questioning in the Day of Judgment, it's not over. There's still stage after stage that people have to go through in the Day of Judgment, where their final destination will be either Jannah or hellfire. The Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers, and the hellfire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the disbelievers or those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslims, if they had sinned, that they died in a state of sin, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they died in a state of tawheed, the matter is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. Either He forgive them, or He would make them be punished in the hellfire till they are purified from all the sins that they committed on earth, and then the final destination will be Jannah, the paradise that Allah has prepared for the believers. So Al-Mizan, which is the Arabic word for the balance of deeds, it is something that everyone has to witness it. And this was mentioned in the Quran, in several verses in the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. Which roughly translates, and we shall set up balances of justice on the day of resurrection, that none will be dealt with unjustly in anything, and if there be the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it, and sufficient are we to take account. So the balances of justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set it up in the Day of Judgment, with no one ever to be dealt with an unjust way. The wisdom behind having the balance of the deed after the questioning was just a matter of showing and proving to the human being what they did on the earth, and showing who is the successful from the ones that are not successful. The balance of deeds is the stage where the levels are determined, when people's levels are determined according to their good deeds or bad deeds. So the balance of deeds, where every single bit of deeds will be presented in the balance of deeds. Those who have good deeds and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Him, they would see their deeds and their actions being put on the balance, and at that stage the levels will be determined for those believers. First of all, when we're talking about the Day of Judgment or the hereafter in general, it's something that we didn't see with our own eyes, but we have revelation from the Quran and the Sunnah. So we have to believe in the verses and in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the way he explained these types of things that would happen on the Day of Judgment, without trying to explain it in a manner that trying to resemble it to something in this earth, because it's completely different. So when we talk about the balance of the deed, we can't say that it's only something for us to comprehend the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not a real balance. This is a wrong belief in the balance of the deen. The correct belief, which is the belief of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, is that al-Mizan, the balance of the deen, is a real balance. Is a real balance that has two parts of it, as it's mentioned in the hadith I'll mention inshaAllah. And it's a real balance. It's not a distortion. It's not something that is for exaggeration, but it's a real balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how magnificent and how big that balance. We cannot comprehend it in this life, but it's something. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned in a hadith, authentic hadith, that he said, والسلام, and the hadith was made by Al-Hakim, that the Prophet ﷺ said, يوضع الميزان يوم القيامة فلو وزن فيه السماوات والأرض لرفعت فتقول الملائكة يا رب لمن يزن هذا فيقول الله تعالى لمن شئت من خلقي فتقول الملائكة سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك. Which roughly means, if I can translate this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the balance of the deed on the day of judgment, and if the heavens and the earth would be put on its scale, it would be sufficient for it. That means the scale or the place where you put things onto the balance is enough to put the heavens and the earth on it. It shows how great this balance of deed is. So the angels would say, O our Lord, for who is this balance? And they would say, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, is for whoever I will from my creation. Then the angels would say, Subhanak, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. We did not worship you in the right manner where we can worship you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even the angels, those who do not take a rest in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make him victor, at that moment they would realize that their worship was nothing. Because the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how a person or an angel even can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot give the absolute right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since He is the Creator of the heavens and the earth subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's out of His mercy that He orders His believers to, and give them the permission, give them the permission to worship Him with this slight and few time to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them the reward will be a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this balance is a very precise balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and everything will be weighted on it. As it's mentioned in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even the heavens and the earth can be sufficient to be put on it, which shows how great and how big this balance in the Day of Judgment. The Prophet ﷺ had mentioned also the balance of the deed in some of the hadith. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, two light words on the tongue, heavy in the balance of deed, heavy in the balance of deed, and are beloved to Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdih, Subhanallah al-Azim. If a person says it, it's two light words on the tongue, heavy in the scale. And he mentioned that it's heavy in the scale of the good deed. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, when people laughed when they saw the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and used to be very skinny, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, you're laughing about his legs. And then he said, لهما في الميزان أثقل من أحد. They are heavier in the scale of deeds than the mountain of Uhud. And the mountain of Uhud, meaning that the person himself will be put on the balance in the Day of Judgment, as we're going to talk about the different opinions or the different meanings to the balance after some time, inshaAllah ta'ala. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about the balance, that it balances the deeds of the people, and whoever his scale is heavy, then he'll be the successful one, and those whose scale will be light, they'll be the loser ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. Which roughly means that when the trumpet is blown, meaning the beginning of the Day of Judgment, there will be no kinship among them that day, nor will they ask of one another. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, then those whose scales of good deeds are heavy, they are the successful. And those whose scales of good deeds are light, there are those who lose their own selves, in hell will they abide. So the verse clearly states that people will be balanced, their deeds will be balanced, as we mentioned, inshallah, later on. What are the things that will be put in the balance of deeds? There are different things that will be put in the balance of deeds, one of which is the deeds of the person. The deeds of the human being will be put on the balance, on the scale, as we mentioned in that hadith, Allah subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, that these two light words, they're light on the tongue, but they're heavy on the scale, that shows that they will be weighted, which means the deeds of the person in this life will be made to be something as a shape that will be put on the balance of deeds. And that something should not make a person surprised, because there are so many things in the unseen or even after death that we see a hadith regarding it that shows that things will have some shapes to it. As it's mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that Al-Baqarah wa Ali Imran, for example, the two surahs Al-Baqarah wa Ali Imran, تأتيان كأنهما غمامتان أو غيايتان أو فرقان من طير صواف تحجان عن أصحابهما. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, recite or memorize Surah Al-Baqarah wa Ali Imran, because they come on the Day of Judgment like two clouds, or two lighter clouds, or two groups of birds defending the ones that memorized or used to recite Al-Baqarah wa Ali Imran. So here you see the two surahs, Al-Baqarah wa Ali Imran, would come on the Day of Judgment that has a shape. So it's not as we see in this life, but it would have a shape in the Day of Judgment. And that's something is not far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is capable of doing whatever He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, several hadith that shows that certain things will be has a shape, as for example the hadith about Azab al-Qabr. We mentioned that hadith when we talked about the punishment and the pleasure in the grave, that after the person is dead and after he is questioned in the grave, and if he is among the believers and he answers the questions by saying, "My Lord is Allah," and the Prophet is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after he's been shown his face into the hellfire and Allah had exchanged it for him in a place of Jannah, then a man would come to him with a very pleasant appearance, and that person would ask him, "Who are you? You look pleasant and you smell pleasant." So he would tell him that I'm your good deeds. So the good deeds are being presented in the shape of a man that would come and see the person in his grave. So this is not something that would be against the sunnah of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing whatever He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the balance of deeds, the actions and the deeds of the person will be put on it, which shows that these deeds will be something that can be put on the balance or on the scale for it to be weighted. Also, the person himself will be put on the balance, will be weighted himself. There is evidence regarding that. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, إِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِ الرَّجُلْ الْعَظِيمِ السَّمِينِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ. that it'll be brought into the day of judgment, the big, heavy person, he would not weigh in the day of judgment the weight of a wing of a mosquito. I mean, this huge person that has so much weight in this world, because of he is a disbeliever or he's a committed sin, and he would come on the day of judgment, and he would not weigh anything on his balance. He would weigh like the wing of a mosquito, because he's not weighing anything in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned the hadith about the Prophet ﷺ, when he said about Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ said about his legs, لَهُمَا أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ أُحُدْ, they are heavier in the balance of these than the mountain of Uhud, which means the believer will have a heavy weight in the balance in the Day of Judgment. Also, the third thing that would be balanced or put on the scale in the Day of Judgment is the book of deeds. So the first thing we said is the deed itself, and the evidence for that is SubhanAllah alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah al-Azim. The Prophet ﷺ said they are heavier on the scale. And the second thing is the person himself will be put in the balance of the deed. And the third thing is the book of deeds. The book of deeds that the person will take it in the stage of questioning, he would come with this, with his book of deeds, and it also will be put in the balance of deeds. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that in a hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, and it's an authentic hadith. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, إن الله سيخلص أو سيخلص رجلا من أمتي على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة فأنشر له 99 سجلا. الله سبحانه وتعالى will take a person among the ummah, among the people of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he would bring for him 99 books, means 99 books of deeds that he used to do in his life. Each book is like how the eyes can see, meaning very huge and very long book of deeds that he has. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, أَتُنْكِرُ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا, do you deny any of the things that are written in this, in these books? أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِ الْحَاسِرُونَ, did my scribers, the angels, had done injustice to you by writing something that is not, we didn't do? So he would say, no, my Lord. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell him, أَلَكَ عُذْر, do you have an excuse? He would say, no, my Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell him, بَلَا إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَةً, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell him, but you have a reward or a good deed that we have for you. Means all his these books that he had is full of bad deeds, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you have an excuse, and he would say no. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell him that there is a reward that is present, فَإِنَّهُ لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ, there is no injustice on this day, and a peace would come out with أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ وَرَسُولُهُ, شهادة, the first pillar of Islam, would come out, and it will be ordered for it to be put on the balance of the deed, and the person would say, يَا رَبْ مَا هَذِهِ الْبِطَاقَ مَعْ هَذِهِ السَّجِلَّاتِ, the person would say, what would this piece of paper would do with the great books of deeds that is full of sins? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, فَإِنَّكَ لَتُظْلَمْ, but you won't be dealt in an unjust manner. So we have, this piece has to be put on the scale for the benefit of these. So the books will be put in one scale, and the piece of paper will be put on the other scale, and the piece, or the small piece of paper would outweigh the books of the bad deeds that is so great in time. And as the Prophet said, وَلَا أَذْكُلْ مَعِثُمُ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing would outweigh the words or the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the shahadatain, which shows the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means this person has repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins, and showing the greatness of tawheed and how fulfilling the tawheed and the correct belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much important that would save the person from the hellfire. It's not just saying and uttering the words for believing in it in the proper manner, that there is no worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the star messenger. So here's an evidence that the book of deeds will be put in the balance of the deed. So the three types of things will be put in the balance of deeds. The deed itself, the person himself, and the book of deeds. And that's what most of the scholars have agreed upon, that we will be put in the balance of deeds, as is mentioned by Sheikh Hafiz al-Hakami. Also, since we're talking about the balance of deeds, and everybody would have deeds and himself, and the book of deeds will be balanced, and it's a stage where everybody will be witnessing this, and the Prophet said that at that moment everybody would say Allahumma sallim sallim, oh Allah, peace, peace, meaning it's time when people will see the level, and whoever his balance of deeds things outweighs the good deeds, he has to be entered into the hellfire, and those who are good deeds will be outweighed the bad deeds, they will enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which shows how the importance of taking care of one deed in this life, even if it's something so simple. And a Muslim should not look down at the good deeds, even if it's something that is so simple, even if it's half of the date that a person would give for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the Prophet had mentioned in the hadith, اتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِطِّ تَمْرَةٍ, shield yourself from the hellfire even by the half of the date. Half of the date that a person gives in charity might be the reason for the balance of deeds to be more in good deeds than in bad deeds. Saying subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azeem, even to the extent of smiling to the Muslim brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give the reward for that, as the Prophet said, لَا تَحْفِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَنْ تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ صَلْقٍ. The Prophet said, do not look down at any of the good deeds, even to the extent of smiling to your Muslim brother. That's a good deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reward for. So people in the Day of Judgment would wish they would go back to this world so that they can make just one good deed where they can outweigh the bad deeds in their balance, which shows the importance of taking advantage of one's time and being eager always to do the good deeds that will get the person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prayer, zikr, fasting, charity, doing good, forbidding evil, jihad, tawhidillah, all these types of good deeds that a person should not waste his life without gaining more and more of these good deeds that which make the balance of the deeds of the judgment heavy. The heaviest thing that would be on the day of judgment on the balance of deeds is the good manners. The Prophet mentioned in the hadith, this hadith was narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, and it's hadith in Hasan al-Sahih, authentic hadith. The Prophet said in it, إن أثقل شيء يوضع في ميزان العبد يوم القيامة خلق حسن وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء. That the heavier thing that will be put on the balance of deeds of the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment is the good manners. Is the good manners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes the filthy or the one that speaks in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaks in a vulgar and bad word, and the ones that don't have good manners. So good manners are the most deed that would make the balance of deeds heavy of the good deeds, of course. Also, as I mentioned, the hadith made by Bukhari and Muslim, كَلِمَتَانِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى الْمِسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. The Prophet said in this authentic hadith that two light words on the tongue, heavy in the balance of deeds, more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the thanks and praises to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are submitted to subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Also, the Prophet said in the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, الطهور سطر الإيمان والحمد لله تملأ الميزان وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأ أو تملأ ما بين السماء والأرض. This hadith roughly means with the Prophet said, At-tahuru tatru al-iman, purifying oneself with or with wudu is half of the faith. Alhamdulillah tamla al-midan. Alhamdulillah, saying Alhamdulillah would fill the barren of the believer in the desert. Alhamdulillah, by saying Alhamdulillah would fill the barren of these. Shows the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shows the importance of this temporal world by saying Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah states the absolute perfectness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his names and attributes. Alhamdulillah does not only mean that it's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the only one subhanahu wa ta'ala to be praised and to be saying Alhamdulillah to, whether a person is afflicted with hardship or afflicted with great ease, he still has to give hamd and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his affairs. So Alhamdulillah he tamla al-mizan, it fills us the balance of the deed, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith known by Imam Muslim. So it's a good deed that a person also try to make more of it as it fills the mizan or the balance of the year judgment. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the authentic hadith also, mentioned in Bukhari al-Nasa'i al-Ahmad, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ اَحْتَبَتَ فَرَطًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِمَانًا بِاللَّهِ وَتَصْدِيقًا بِوَعْدِهِ كان شبعه وغيره وروثه وبوله حسناته في مجاله يوم القيامة. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned about those who are given charity for the sake of Allah, for those who fight for the cause of Allah in jihad. But whoever gives a horse for the sake of Allah, believing in Allah and believing in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ said that the food and the drink and even the stool and the urine of this horse will be good deeds in the balance of this person in the day of judgment. Since they used to have used horses for the war, for fighting, so the Prophet ﷺ said that anything for the horse was given to help the believers in their cause and fighting for the cause of Allah, that everything that comes out of this horse and the food and the drink that he eats is all good deeds that a person would see in the day of judgment. That's in any matter that a person would help for the cause of jihad or fighting for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these some of the things that are mentioned in the hadith that is to make the balance of deeds heavier with the good deeds, which shows the importance of taking advantage in one's life. So that's basically something in very short. The stage of al-mizan, the stage of the balance of the deed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would weigh the deed of the person himself, and the book of deeds, and the wisdom behind it is for all humanity to see for themselves the levels and the different levels of people. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need all this, He is capable subhanahu wa ta'ala of putting whoever He wills into Jannah and whoever he will into the hellfire, and then right away, and out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and out of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes the human being witnesses and see these different stages to see for themselves and to make an evidence on themselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us in the day of judgment and to make the balance of our deeds a heavy balance of the deeds, and to forgive us from our sins, and to wipe these sins where the person would not feed in the day of judgment. Jazakumullah khairan. And inshaAllah, what's after al-mizan is not too much before we talk about the Jannah in itself and the hellfire in itself. Maybe we can talk about how both groups, the kuffar and the believers, will be admitted into the Jannah and into the hellfire, and the house, the basin of the Prophet that people will drink from. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire and to make us among those who are steadfast in their religion. And inshallah we'll continue next week with the different stages. I don't want to bore you with so much of my talk. If you have any questions, you can go ahead and ask inshallah.